This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
I'm Joy Booth, coordinator of the Yancey County Maskmakers.
Joy, I am just so excited to get to talk to you because you guys have got something really special going on. I want to know the whole story.
About 5 weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon, I started sewing about a dozen masks to get to friends who are frontline healthcare providers. And the reason I did that, I had been following the news and already seeing that there was a shortage of PPEs, masks, and available. And my original thought was, well, this is something that I can do that might be helpful to my friends. And I just posted on my Facebook wall that Sunday night a picture of me wearing a mask I had made and holding up the mask. That was the beginning. I will say that another thought I had in my mind was in my own family. I had always heard stories of people that had died during the flu pandemic. And also, as a child, I remember polio and how afraid we were till a vaccine was developed. And they were already saying that there was no vaccine for COVID-19. So these were the thoughts in my head. It's just this would be just a little something I might do that might be helpful to my friends. And once that post went up on my wall, I've lived in Yancey County since 1972, and we have a community that takes care of each other. And immediately people asked me, well, I want to make masks too. And it all came from there of people wanting to know how they could help and making donations of cloth and beginning to sew masks. And as word got out, we began to have more and more requests for the mask. And our original plan was to supply masks to the Blue Ridge Hospital because at that time, my understanding is that in the ER, they were only had enough masks to be given one N95 a day. And so our masks could be used to cover the N95 to give it longer wearability because they could be washed, so it would go over the N95. Okay. Since then, we have searched and have posted on our Facebook page, which is Yancey County Mask Makers. We have instructional videos on how to make masks. We have posts about the most effective material for making the mask and information about how to get started making masks. One thing I'd like to say is everybody is appreciated and matters in this, whether you cut cloth, donate cloth, make one mask, or donate 100 masks. It's a community effort, and everyone is appreciated and needed.
Tell me about the mask. What type of cloth is the best?
We use 100% cotton cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that go to the frontline healthcare providers have a pocket to add something else for filtration. A lot of hospitals are using coffee filters that they put in the mask and other materials. The cotton mask can be washed in hot or warm soapy water. And also, a lot of hospital stations are setting up ironing stations during the day because they can be ironed. But the ones for the hospital have nose pieces in them for easier breathing. So we tell people, if your mask has a nose piece, please don't put it in the microwave.
Yeah, that could cause problems. The microwaves just love those wires, don't
yeah.
they? You all get together and you make them. And I know that you and the group develop. There's one in Mitchell County, and we're going to talk to her. It's really just an opportunity to help each other, isn't it?
It's a great opportunity, and one benefit that comes from it, when the masks are delivered, it's so much gratitude, whether it's from the hospital, we've made masks for all of the volunteer fire departments. Today, masks were delivered for enough for the residents of the three nursing homes. We had previously delivered masks for all the staff at the nursing homes. We made masks for the bus drivers delivering meals to the school children, donated masks to the Reconciliation House volunteers. We've donated masks to the Burnsville Police Department, EMS. You can go on the Yancey County Mask Makers Facebook page where I post a daily update that lets people know where the masks were delivered that day and also urgent needs requests that have been received. And I will say that as word has gotten out, I receive requests from Buncombe County, Avery County, just everywhere desperate to have masks. We make several different kinds of masks. One is made that covers an N95 mask to give it greater wearability. We also make cloth masks that have a pocket where extra filtration layer can be added. There's so much demand and so little supply of PPE across the state, across the country, that many hospitals are using our cloth cotton mask in the hospital for many workers that they just literally don't have supplies. And if you think about it, and one thing that we took into consideration at Blue Ridge Regional Hospital is you also need masks for the janitorial staff, for the people cooking and delivering the meals to the room. You need masks for admitting. You need masks for radiology. You need masks for the bookkeeping staff. So getting enough masks so that everybody has a mask that perhaps on any given day doesn't have even access to a surgical mask.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Joy Booth of Yancey County Maskmakers and Janice Jackson of the Mitchell County Maskmaking Group, and we will find out more about the two groups, about who can get masks and how to and all that type of thing. We've got lots more to talk about. We'll continue for the next day or two. So, again, thank you to Joy Booth and to Janice Jackson, and thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.